Other Side of Midnight presents.
What you're about to hear is not a news broadcast. Perhaps you can help solve a mystery. This is the Murano Mystery.
I don't think there's been a greater mystery over the course of the last 500 years than where is Columbus buried? We think we know, then we think we don't know. We think we know, and then, oh, there's something that we discover that turns out maybe we were wrong. We do a DNA test and seems to suggest one thing. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, maybe that DNA test isn't what it's cracked up to be. A gentleman who has been great at providing answers to mysterious questions has been Martin Fone. He is the author of 50 Curious Questions, Pablum for the Inquiring Mind. And he wrote this terrific article, which I'm going to link to it on my Facebook page at facebook.com/MuranoFan. Curious Questions, Why Does Nobody Know Where Christopher Columbus Is Buried? Martin, thank you so much for joining me on the radio this morning.
It's a pleasure.
The pleasure is all mine, and you've done some great work chronicling a lot of existing scholarship, compiling it in one place, and putting it in terms that even a dullard like me can understand. So let me begin by asking you the question you ask your readers in this piece. Why does nobody know where Christopher Columbus was buried? I would think it was a pretty big deal when he died. Why wouldn't we have just paid attention?
Well, yes, and I think it's quite ironic that someone who shuttled backwards and forwards across the Atlantic, not quite knowing where he was going, his remains have also shuttled backwards and forwards across the Atlantic, and no one is quite sure where they are either. And I was fortunate enough to visit the magnificent cathedral at Seville in Spain, and in the south transept there's a magnificent memorial to Columbus, and that is where his mortal remains are said to be.
And in Seville, Spain.
In Seville, Spain, in the cathedral in Seville, and when I got home, I was thinking about it, and a little bell rang in my mind that perhaps it wasn't quite as clear-cut as the Spanish tour guide led me to believe. And so I did a little bit of digging into what happened to the body of Christopher Columbus, and discovered, as I was saying, that his original wish was to be buried in the Americas. So when he died in May 1506 in Valladolid, which is a city in Spain, he was buried there initially. And then his body was removed to an island called La Cartuja, which is just off the coast of Seville, as a temporary transition point before a magnificent cathedral was built in what was Spanish Hispaniola, what we now know as the Dominican Republic. So when that was built in 1537, his bones were shipped over to rest in peace there. But you could argue that Columbus is the victim the victim of collateral damage following the collapse of the Spanish Empire. Because when the Spaniards gave up control of Hispaniola in 1795, then the remains of Columbus were shipped over to Havana. Then in 1895, the Spanish-American War broke out, and Columbus's remains were then moved from Havana to Seville, the final resting place, or so we're told. The problem, though, is that in 1877, in the cathedral in Santo Domingo, that's the Hispaniola cathedral, some workers found a lead box bearing the inscription, "Illustrious and Distinguished Male Don Cristobal Colon," which was his Spanish name. And so ever since then, there has been a dispute as to whether the actual remains of Christopher Columbus were transported from the Dominican Republic via Havana to Seville, or whether the Spaniards, in their haste, just picked up the wrong set of bones.
So, so if the official story is to be believed, Columbus was initially buried in Spain, then the remains were shipped off to Hispaniola, what's now the Dominican Republic, then Havana, Cuba, then Seville, Spain, where they supposedly remain to this day. But in 1877, almost 400 years after Columbus died, they found essentially another tomb in Hispaniola bearing Columbus's Spanish name.
Correct. Yes.
So what with tech? Go ahead, please.
Yes. And then in 2006, the Spanish carried out a DNA test on the remains in Seville, and they seem to match with Columbus's brother Diego. But the Dominican Republic authorities have so far refused to carry out a similar test on the bones that they've got. Intuitively, it seems as though his remains are actually in Seville. But until scientific analysis of the bones in the Dominican Republic are carried out, then the question will still remain in dispute.
What? So the, I take it the 2006 results on the Seville remains, the DNA did match that of his brother Diego?
Correct, yes.
And why have the Dominican authorities given any indication as to why they won't agree to a DNA test?
Not officially, but I think it's the resolution of the problem one way or the other will either diminish their claims to be the burial site of Columbus or not. So I guess they consider it to be a risk that's not worth taking.
Mm. So if not, if the body or the tomb that was discovered in 1877 in the Dominican Republic is not Christopher Columbus, who do we think is this skeleton that has the name Cristobal Colon on it?
Well, that's the $64,000 question. And you would think, or you would hope, that the right bones would be put in the right tomb. But we know from recent events how frantic withdrawals are from countries. So it is quite conceivable that in their haste, the Spanish did pick up the wrong box, or perhaps even forget about it.
Is it conceivable that the remains might be bifurcated between the two locations, that there's some remains that are in the Dominican Republic and some that are in Spain?
Well, that's another intriguing possibility. And there are a number of cases where famous people's body parts have been split up and buried in different parts, a famous one being Thomas Hardy, whose heart was buried in a different place from the rest of his body.
If Columbus's final wishes were to be buried in the Americas, as impressive as a tourist attraction as Columbus's final resting place is for Seville and for Spain, why would the Spanish authorities not respect that and allow him to be buried on this continent?
Well, that's also a very good point, but Seville owes much of its wealth to Columbus's discoveries. It was the gateway for all the gold and other riches that came from the Americas, and I guess they also feel that as they were the initiators of his exploration, they should reap the benefit of his success.
The DNA test, and if people are just tuning in, we're talking with Martin Fone, who is the author of 50 Curious Questions, Pablum for the Inquiring Mind. You can check out his blog at windowthroughtime.wordpress.com. There's some fascinating things on there. And you can get some of his books through his website, martinfone, F-O-N-E, .wordpress.com. The DNA test that took place comparing the Diego Columbus DNA to that of the remains that are in Seville, are we pretty sure about the integrity of that source DNA? For instance, is there any speculation that maybe the DNA that came from Diego wasn't actually his?
Yeah, well, that's also an interesting point. But the authorities who carried out the tests seem to have been fairly convinced that they were testing the bones of Christopher Columbus against B, the bones of Diego, and the DNA match seemed to tie the relationship between the two of them.
Wow. In terms of the so the only two places that we're aware of now that are claiming to be the final resting place of Christopher Columbus are Seville, Spain, and the Dominican Republic.
Correct. Yes.
There's been so much written about and speculated about and debated about Christopher Columbus's true ethnicity. Clearly, a lot of Italians claim Christopher Columbus as one of their countrymen. The Spanish absolutely wear a lot of pride in Christopher Columbus's journeys to the New World. But there's also been some speculation that he might have been Jewish or Portuguese. What do we know about Christopher Columbus's ethnic origins?
Well, he, first of all, he was born in Genoa. So that is in Italy. But he was a bit of a peripatetic. He was he had this dream of carrying out explorations, and so he traveled principally to Portugal and Spain to interest the royals in either of those two countries in putting some money forward to funding his expeditions. So, but originally he is he was born in Genoa, so. It would initially seem that he is Italian, but there are some thoughts that that isn't quite all that is the case. He had, as I was just saying, strong ties with Portugal, suggesting that he was born there rather than Genoa. But And he did marry into a noble Portuguese family. And some scholars suggest that that wouldn't have been possible unless he was Portuguese by birth. Others are suggesting that he was Spanish all along. But in fact, it is likely that he was Jewish.
That's likely, you say?
Yeah, it is likely that he was Jewish. Of course, being Jewish in Spain around that time wasn't a very safe thing to be. There is a suggestion that he was quite circumspect about declaring his origins. So there are good arguments to be made for all of his ethnicity claims, whether he be Italian, Spanish, or Portuguese, and also Jewish. I will imagine that this will be an argument that will carry on for quite some time.
What name did he go by in real life? Here in New York, in Brooklyn, there's a Cristoforo Colombo Boulevard. You talked about the tomb that was found in the Dominican Republic, calling him Cristobal Colon. What name did he go by?
Well, that's another excellent question. The conventional wisdom, if that's the right phrase, is that he was born as his birth name was Cristoforo Colombo. Cristo, C-R-I-S-T-O-F-O-R-O, Colombo. And then over time, that's been anglicized and Latinized to Christopher Colombo. Columbus, but also the Spanish name is Cristobal Colón. So again, it depends which nationality you are as to what his name or the version of his name that you will use.
Well, it's a fascinating subject, and I want to encourage everybody to read this article about how often Columbus's remains may have traveled back and forth between Europe and the Americas. It's fascinating to think about, and it may be a mystery that is never solved, but it's one of the many great questions that Martin Fone gives the old college try to answering, and you can see some of the other questions if you check out 50 Curious Questions Pablum for the Inquiring Mind. Martin Fone, thank you so much for joining me on the radio.
It's a pleasure, and I've got a new book coming out later this month called More Curious Questions, so which will include the Christopher Columbus question.
What's the best way for people to get a hold of that?
That will be, the best way is through Amazon.
Amazon, and you could search Martin Fone, F-O-N-E. Thank you very much, sir. I'll look forward to chatting again in the future.